just got to find
out who we are.
So, of course, Rhonda's going to be with us. We're going to go to our first break right now. When we come back, we'll get Rhonda on the phone, and we're going to be talking about this event because it's really, really special, and she has a lot to offer. We'll be back right after this message.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Paradise is closer than you think. In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa, 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
To all commercial heating and air conditioning companies, stop and listen to this announcement. Healthy Indoor Air LLC is built on three founding principles. We will always deliver high-quality, innovative products, our service is unparalleled, and our entire staff is knowledgeable, helpful, and kind. Healthy Indoor Air offers a new approach to energy conservation and healthier indoor environments, with a mix of air quality monitoring devices, building performance reporting software, and a full line of top-quality air purification equipment. Originally founded in 2003 as the manufacturer of the Breathe Clean Ultraviolet Total Home Air Cleaner, we have recently expanded our offerings to include other types of commercial and residential air purifiers, along with innovative building performance software to help your clients to conserve energy and save money. So stop and make the call to Mark today at 866-332-7247 or go to www.healthyindoorairllc.com and remember, a truly clean home is one your clients can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air LLC right now at 866-332-7247.
It's time for a new beginning. In 7 days, you can change your life with Novo Life. Novo Life is a three-part, seven-day quick cleanse program consisting of a detoxification and cleanse product to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. Novo Life is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. Novo Life. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with Novo Life. Go online to novolife.net. That's NOVOLIFE.net. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and of course we're in studio live today. And if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, We want to welcome you to the show. This is the first live show that we're doing on Blog Talk today. We've done a bunch of pre-recordeds, but this is our first time we're streaming live, and we want to welcome our listeners on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk actually started out of London 7 years ago, and you can actually go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to different people that have promoted and produced their shows, and they got some really good stuff on there. Very, very open-minded people, and they talk about a lot of different issues. Of course, today on the show, here at Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, we have three people coming up, and the first one is Rhonda, and Rhonda is going to be having an event on July 18th. It's a workshop in regards to Beyond the Secret, which, of course, is a product of course, The Secret, which was a great movie and a great book. And what we're going to do is go to Rhonda right now, and she's going to tell us all about her event, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, and all that. Rhonda, how are you?
Oh, thank you, John. I'm fantastic. Happy Independence Day.
Same to you, ma'am. And let me ask you, Rhonda, you know, I love The Secret. It was one of those things that in my life I believe that I sit where I sit today and because of that theory and working it. It's not just a theory. It's an actual something you can grasp and run with in your life. And I love what The Secret stands for. And what's the Beyond the Secret all about? And tell us when the event's going to be, where it's going to be. Tell us all the information that you want to tell us.
Oh, there's lots to talk about. Well, first of all, the event is going to be 2 weeks from today, Saturday, July 18th, and we're holding it at the Duncan Center, which is right in Delray Beach, Florida. It's going to be a full-day event. It includes a networking breakfast, so people have a chance to meet, greet, mingle, and dine with like-minded individuals. We're going to actually be showing the film Beyond the Secret, and I'll speak a little bit more about that in a few minutes. And most importantly, you're going to have the opportunity to interact with not only the stars of Beyond the Secret, but Bob Proctor's licensed life success consultants, myself included, and three other life success consultants. And the goal for the day is to have the movie and an interactive workshop available for folks to consciously create their own personal economy.
Okay, and you're seeing, where was this going to be again? One more time, where it's going to be?
It's going to be at the Duncan Center, okay. And you can log on to their website, which is duncancenter.org.
Okay.
And it's going to be Saturday, July 18th,
mm-hmm.
And there's also more information about it on my website, which is iicoach.com.
Okay, and is there a phone number if somebody wanted to reach out and touch?
Yes, there is a phone number. Deb Schultz is taking care of all of our registration, and her telephone number is area code 561-236-5794.
And have you ever experienced this event before? Is this a first time? Is this the first time you're trying something like this? What's the underlying tone of the event at this time?
Well, this is a very exciting event because this is the launch of hopefully many of the Fear to Faith events. Fear to Faith is the name of the actual event, and the subtitle is Consciously Creating Your Own Personal Economy. Like I said, it's an interactive workshop of the newly released movie, Beyond the Secret. It actually just came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so excited to have the opportunity to launch this event right here in South Florida. A lot of the people that are on Beyond the Secret happen to live right here, Paul Martinelli and Mark Moffitt. And they're affiliated with Bob Proctor, who, of course, was one of the main protagonists in the film The Secret itself.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the Secret differs with The Secret in the one way that The Secret was fabulous for opening up our minds and expanding our vision to really own the fact that we can create our life. With the present state of what the media says our economy is, and with the way the real estate market has been going, it's been reported that people are having a difficult time staying positive. They're like doing all of the tools, nothing seeming to work. So what we've done is we've taken the 10 main challenges, and in Beyond the Secret, they actually address each specific challenge. And in the workshop, we're providing the tools and interactive exercises to help people move through real-life, day-to-day challenges, whether it's being downsized, having lost their job or their home, and to turn from that energy of fear to creating a vision where they can really raise their vibration to that of faith. But most importantly, they'll have the opportunity to leave with an action step, just one action step that they're going to be able to take that's really going to help them take responsibility and move their life in a whole new direction. And that's why this is so exciting.
And, you know, Rhonda, I'm really glad that you were talking about this, because what I would like to ask you to do is, while you're going through this process, is to, of course, take some notes and get together with Candace Russell. So that way, after the event, we can do an article on it, and, you know, we can actually talk about in the magazine how it turned out and how the success was and what we, you know, what was discussed and what was talked about. I'm going to make it a point to be up there myself. But again, I would like to have from your perspective to Candace, so that way our readers and, of course, eventually our listeners will be able to hear the end result, because I'll have you back on the show.
Oh, wonderful.
What, when you get to, what's going to be like today? I mean, when you get there, you're going to have an opening session. What's that going to be, and who's some of the speakers and all of that?
Well, the registration's going to start at 8:30 in the morning, and we're holding it at the Duncan Center because it's a beautiful retreat center that has a labyrinth, lots of trees. It's very peaceful. They have several different meeting rooms, so we're going to have one room set up with a very healthy continental breakfast. Registration, there'll be products available to look at. We'll have a lot of free information on site as well. From 8:30 to 10, participants will have the opportunity to just network, meet each other, have a nice breakfast, and the workshop is going to start promptly at 10 o'clock. We're having it in an actual chapel, which is just so wonderful because the space there is very peaceful. We have two movie screens set up. Of course, we'll have popcorn all day for those people that like to have popcorn. And the beginning of the workshop is going to open with Paul Martinelli. Paul Martinelli is well known across the globe as Bob Proctor's president of Life Success Consulting. He speaks in front of thousands and thousands of people, and he'll be laying the foundation for our workshop with giving some distinctions about the holistic mind model and how our brain actually operates. He'll move into introducing the movie, and throughout the day, we'll take different segments of the movie, and we'll introduce different speakers. And each speaker, who are all licensed life success consultants and coaches, will guide and facilitate the audience through experiential workshops.
And you'll be able to, at that time, of course, mingle and get to meet other people and see how they're doing and get the feel for the overall success of where everybody else is at that time.
Absolutely. We're providing breaks, networking breaks. Lunch is a very casual buffet style with lots of different break-off tables. And so a main part of this event is for people to network with each other, to get to know each other, to form mastermind groups. We have a whole series of mastermind groups that we hold at no charge. We are very much into promoting having support and what we call dream buddies, right on site where people can network. But most of all, John, the goal of this is going to be an individual process that's going to create the quiet space and time to take a philosophy and apply it to your life right there in the workshop. So many times, you know, I know myself, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on personal development and taking workshops. I'm sure you have too. And I leave with this big binder and all this stuff, and I promised myself in the past I would get to it. And, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to sort of set those things aside on Monday morning and get back to our day. That's why we thought it was so important to do an interactive workshop, so that when you leave the workshop, you have a really, really clear idea of what it is that you want, what your vision is, a clear action step that you're going to take, and the enthusiasm, the support, and more specifically, the tools to put that into action in your life right away.
You know, it's important that you just said what you said, because in my life, listen, one day at a time, I have, you know, I came out from underneath of that bridge like the urchin that I was, And I started to develop and I started to grow and things in my life started to change and I became somebody entirely different than who I was. But, you know, here's the amazing part. You know, life happens. Life shows up every day. I get the phone calls of, you know, my kids' teachers, or I get the phone calls from, you know, somebody that's not happy with whatever. You know, the bottom line is that life is going to happen, and how am I going to deal with it? And it sounds like what you're looking to do is have an interactive session to be able to help people deal with those, hey, listen, the mortgage is due and there's not enough money.
You nailed it. That's really why I believe that, you know, we titled it From Fear to Faith. We're human beings, and all of us face challenges, and it's really great. I mean, I get motivated and pumped up, and some people call me a motivational speaker. That's not the case. We're here to provide a safe, supportive environment for people that are really having challenges in their life to come together, to learn something new, hopefully, or to apply an old truth in a new way.
Absolutely.
This is where the rubber meets the road, is what I like to say.
And you know, you're right. It's absolutely right. I can sit, you know, you can sit all day long and think and ponder and how you would love to do this and how you'd love to do that. You know, it's funny, I just came back off of a vacation. It was my first vacation in 2 years. And I said to myself, prior to getting to this point of the vacation, 6 months ago, I'm going to go to this vacation and, you know, something, and work towards that and strive towards that and actually went on my first vacation in 2 years. Now, somebody out there is saying to themselves, well, what's the big deal about that? For me, that's a big deal. I didn't go on vacations. I didn't do those things. You know, I was, you know, all about self-absorbed, self-finding, you know, utilizing people, and it was just in an ugly existence, and today it doesn't have to be that way. And you know something? Through faith, I've been able to get through a lot of things that I might not necessarily have been able to get through, so I applaud what you guys are doing. I want to ask you, of course, I think Brooke is going to be on with me next Saturday. At around the same time, and she's going to be talking about it from her point of view, and we're going to discuss it again next Saturday. So if you happen to hear this and you like what you heard, you can contact Rhonda at www.iicoach.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, iicoach.com.
Okay, and if they can also go to give us the other information and where it's going to be one more time.
Sure. The name of the workshop is Fear to Face, Consciously Creating Your Own Personal Economy. It's an interactive workshop with Beyond the Secret, the new film that just came out this week. And it's going to be held at the Duncan Center on Saturday, July 18th from 8:30 to 6 o'clock.
And that's the DuncanCenter.org. You can go there also, correct?
Yes, and it's spelled with a D-U-N-C-A-N, center.org. So it's DuncanCenter.org is the venue. And for more information or to register, you can log on to my website, which is iicoach.com.
Okay, and a phone number?
Area code 561-236-5794. And just ask for Deb. She's in charge of all of our registration and logistics.
Sounds great. Listen, we're going to look forward to having Brooke on next week. I want to thank you for taking the time and spending it with us today and sharing with the community exactly what's happening. And if you're listening up and you really want to be involved, you have all the information. Or you can also call us at holistichealthmagazine.com at 877-799-8773. We will be posting this information on our website starting Monday morning. So all of this information will be posted on the website, so you can go right there and link right up to them. So, again, Rhonda, thank you for being with us. We're going to go to our next break. You are listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470, also Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, holistichealthmagazine.com. We'll be back right after this message.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation, You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
You are on a journey to wellness, but you can't sacrifice your standard of living. Consider Seaside Palm Beach, a luxury wellness retreat located in South Florida, integrating the philosophies of both Eastern and Western medicine in an oceanside residential setting. Seaside Palm Beach is an ideal destination to heal, transform, and recover. Maintain your confidentiality and your professional life and experience luxury wellness rehabilitation at Seaside Palm Beach. Call toll-free 888-997-3274. That's 888-997-3274. Or go online to seasidepalmbeach.com. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indiantown Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, and I've got some good stuff going on. Of course, if you've been listening, you know, we have that event coming up, and it is, of course, the Beyond the Secret, and, of course, they are going to have an event on July 18th at the Duncan Center in right up the street here from Boca and Delray Beach, and you can go to iicoach.com for more information. Find out exactly what's happening on July 18th. That's a workshop for Beyond the Secret. It's in regards to, of course, The Secrets, the new movie that came out, Beyond the Secret. And if you've seen the first movie and you enjoyed it, like I did, I'm sure you're going to really appreciate what they're doing here because, of course, they are going to be discussing the show and breaking it down, and they're also going to be meeting the stars that are there in The Secret, in the movie, and they'll be discussing information in regards to the new movie, Beyond the Secret. So go to iicoach.com and check out that information. And again, we want to welcome you back to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we're streaming live on Blog Talk Radio for the first time today. I want to welcome the listeners to Blog Talk Radio, and also, of course, it's blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. We're also, of course, on WNN 1470 out of Boca, and, of course, we are streaming live at theholistichealthmagazine.com. Please check out the website. There's a lot of great information there. There's articles, past articles that have been in the publication. The new publication, TurnPage Technology, will be up on Monday, and you'll be able to check out and turn the page and read the magazine that's in print right online. We also have Ask the Experts there. You can click on Ask the Experts, and you can actually go to two of the experts that we have up on there right now are, of course, Ask Christy and, of course, Patrick Corona. And Patrick Corona, it's a funny story. I happened to be in a gym, and this was a couple of months ago, and I seen this guy sitting on a couch, and he looked like he was in shape, and trust me, I'm not. And I seen Pat sitting there, and I sat down and talked with him, and the next thing you know, we formed this kind of relationship, and I liked what he had, and I could see that he was excited about what he does. And then I come to find out, of course, you're excited if you've been doing something for 25 years, and you founded your own business, Get Fit America, and you work your days around helping people to get healthy and to show people a new way of living and to do it safe. And after, you know, talking with Patrick several different times, I realized that this is a person that we wanted to be, you know, of course, have as a member of the Holistic Health Magazine family. People like, of course, Julian Whitaker, people like Patrick, people like, you know, Christy Summers, Ask Christy. And, of course, you know, we have Leo Booth. So the family's growing now. And, you know, I'm excited to have Patrick with us. And what we're going to do right now is I'm going to, you know, Patrick's sitting here. How you doing today, Patrick?
Good, John. How you doing?
All right. Good, man. Now, let me ask you, 25 years ago,
right,
what determined what you were going to do in your life? Why did you say, you know, I want to get into fitness? What was it that made you make this decision?
Well, originally, I come from an obese family. So my whole life, I've seen people that I care about struggle with their health. And I was lucky because my parents got me involved in various sports at an early age. So I was fortunate. I never, you know, got obese because of all my how active that I was. However, I saw my parents and my sister and other relatives struggle, you know, year after year from one quick fix, you know, program to another, only to get frustrated at the end. So about 15 years ago, I got in the industry professionally and just made it a goal of mine to educate people on the truth about fitness.
Hey, you know, and again, going back to the couch, prior to talking and meeting Patrick on this couch, and it was in Lighthouse Fitness Club.
Right, Lighthouse Fitness Center.
Fitness mm-hmm. Center. And prior to meeting Patrick on the couch, I had contacted LA Fitness. I had contacted Planet Fitness. I had contacted all these other different fitness companies and asked them if they would like to be a part of this, and nobody responded. Nobody wanted to be a part of it.
Right.
You know, so I applaud you for taking the initiative to want to help people to become successful in fitness. And what we're going to be doing is starting again next week on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Patrick will be doing the 4 o'clock show from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's going to be his show. It's going to be his hour. He's going to be dealing with that hour to bring some future. What's some of the future things you're going to be talking about, Patrick?
Well, next week we're going to talk about obesity. You know,
okay.
Currently we have over 30% of Americans are obese, and I've had the opportunity to help many people that struggle with this disease, and, you know, it's something that's continuing to destroy our healthcare system. Currently, our children are becoming more and more obese, so this is a topic that really hits home with me, and, you know, we're going to be focused on that next week. The week after, we want to talk about functional training and how functional is it really. You know, a lot of people are getting into functional training, and while certainly there are a lot of great exercises out there that will benefit you, oftentimes I see people, you know, doing the functional training and doing exercises that are just, you know, dangerous for where they're at in their program. So what we want to do is educate people on which exercises are best for them based on where they're at in their program.
And let me ask you some of the other things, because I know you have, you know, me and Patrick have been talking. It's like he's got like 7 or 8 or 10 different programs already lined up that he has, you know, been working on in his mind that he wants to produce for you folks, so that way you can hear some, give us some of your ideas of what you're going to be doing after next week's show.
Well, after the obesity, as I mentioned, we'll do one on functional training. I have a good friend of mine who is the founder of Pizza Fusion, which is an organic pizza company, and we like to have them
I
on.
I like pizza.
Right? In fact, if you go to my website, getfitamerica.com, you can see an article called Eat Pizza, Be Healthy, and it talks about their company and what they're doing. But I'd like to have some food specialists on talking about organic eating. And what we'd like to do also is have the listeners write into the website, holistichealthmagazine.com, give us ideas on topics they'd like to hear about so we can research it, get experts in that area, and then educate the listeners on topics of their interest. So,
and again, info at Holistic Health Magazine, and you can write any of the information that you'd like to hear about, and Patrick will get together with the appropriate people to make sure that that message comes out. Patrick, what excites you? And again, by the way, Patrick will, of course, have an article in the Holistic Health Magazine issue, August issue. And what is the title of that?
Title, if you go to my website, the title is Look Before You Leap. I think Candace is calling it What to Look For When Hiring a Fitness Professional.
Okay,
but that
good.
Article is up on my website right now if they want to go to it at getfitamerica.com. It's titled Look Before You Leap. And then...
And then, of course, if you are out and about for the August issue, we got some exciting things with that August issue, too, by the way. Mr. Seely, if you've ever seen on A&E Intervention, there's a gentleman, Mr. Seely. Of course, he's one of the interventionists. He's going to be on the cover of the August issue, and he's going to be talking about the intervention show on A&E, and he's going to be discussing how to have interventions for people that have drug problems, alcohol problems, obesity problems, eating disorders, you know, sex addicts, all of these different people that you can have interventions with. So he's going to be on the issue, and, of course, Patrick's going to be talking about, of course, how can we pick a good fitness person to work with.
And, in fact, next week on the show, I'm going to get Dr. Adam Friedman, who is a clinical psychologist with eating disorders. So I think he'll have a lot of great things to say to listeners and really educate us on a lot of the reasons why people get into that situation to begin with.
Mm. And again, it's about if we can start to produce healthier thoughts and healthier understandings of who we are, then we can start breaking the habits.
Absolutely.
So what I'd like to do at this time, of course, is we're going to go to our next break. And when we come back from the break, me and Patrick are going to talk a little bit more. We do have a guest coming in. Who's your guest?
Today we're going to have Dr. Anthony Abbott. He is the founder of the Fitness Institute, and he'll be coming in and educating us on what to look for when hiring a fitness professional.
Great. And we'll be back right after this message.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with 2 stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
There are many faces of addiction.
I was hopeless. I was insane.
I was killing myself.
I just couldn't stop.
Thank you, National Recovery Foundation. You saved our lives.
National Recovery Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 company dedicated to helping individuals lost in addiction to recover and rebuild their lives. Who do you know that we can help? Visit our website at nationalrecoveryfoundation.org or call 305-316-4255. 4163.
Holistic Health Magazine is South Florida's premier publication for all of the cutting-edge news and events in alternative health, featuring timely articles on every topic you can imagine, from holistic parenting and pet care to retreats, addiction recovery, and who's who in the industry. With a growing circulation currently over 45,000 readers, Holistic Health Magazine is available at over 1,000 outlets all over South Florida, like gyms, yoga centers, salons and wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores. Not to mention national affiliations with MSN Shopping and magazines.com. We are directly connected to all of the fun-filled festivals and events around South Florida, so our advertisers stay connected to the masses in print, online, and on the air. Holistic Health Magazine can help you market your products and services to a hungry audience. To advertise, get a media kit, or for more information, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Health Magazine radio show, and of course, again, welcome to our listeners at Blog Talk Radio. You're, of course, listening to the show live for the first time, and we're out of Boca Raton, Florida, and of course, people that are listening on WNN 1470 AM, and of course, Holistic Health Magazine streaming live to all of our listeners. Happy Independence Day, and of course, we're sitting here with Patrick Corona, newest member of the Holistic Health Magazine family. And Patrick's going to have his first guest on, Dr. Abbott. And tell us a little bit about Dr. Abbott before he goes on the air. He will be going on around 10 after 5 or so. So when would what do you know about him?
Well, first of all, he's my mentor. I attended the Fitness Institute where I graduated. But it's very appropriate because Dr. Abbott not only is a pioneer in the fitness industry, he's also had a distinguished career in the military as an officer in the Special Forces Green Beret, where he was a highly decorated Vietnam combat veteran. He spent much of his military career as a commanding officer, specialized training schools that demanded a high degree of physical conditioning. He had also been a member of the U.S. Army parachute demonstration team that traveled around Latin America providing exhibitions of precision high-altitude jumping. He became then the commanding officer of the Apollo recovery team. And later, he was appointed as the director of the Physical Fitness Institute of America that helped develop the exercise program for NASA and the Apollo missions. Most recently, Dr. Abbott was hired by the Beijing Olympic Committee of the People's Republic of China to train not only the coaches of the Chinese Olympic teams, but also their team's physicians. He's the president of the Fitness Institute International, a school that's been incorporated since 1978. He's been committed to educating trainers on the truth about fitness and nutrition.
What's some of the things that you're going to be discussing about today? What are you going to be talking about on your show today?
Well, today's show is going to be focused on what people should look for when hiring a fitness professional. You know, so I'm perplexed because people will take more time picking out an avocado than they will selecting a personal trainer, when in fact the latter may be one of the most important decisions that they'll ever make. He'll be giving us several stories, and he's an expert witness in many cases of negligence where people have actually died at the hands of a certified personal trainer. So we're going to be taking the guesswork out for people so that they don't have to fall into that same trap, and so that they know exactly what to look for when looking for a fitness professional.
Sounds great. And he definitely has the background to be able to give us that information. You know, Holistic Health Magazine is, of course, going to be having Patrick on. If you haven't been listening or you're just tuning in, Patrick Corona is, of course, going to be starting the 4 o'clock show next Saturday. He's going to be on his own, kicking off the show, surrounded by, of course, the Holistic Health Magazine information. And Patrick's going to be able to integrate a lot of this information into his show. He's going to be on from 4 to 5 every Saturday. And if you haven't been listening, of course, we have Ask the Experts online. You can go right to our website at holistichealthmagazine.com, click on Ask the Experts, and you see a beautiful portrait of Patrick right there and some information in regards to Patrick's background. And also, you can click on, right underneath of it, Ask the Expert, and you can send a email to Patrick in regards to any questions that you might have for fitness or any ideas that you might have for upcoming shows or questions that you might have or a good topic for a show. Also, you can click on Ask Christy, Christy Summer. She's along with him there. And, of course, we have the Saturday Expert, which is Patrick Corona for fitness. We got the Friday Expert, which is, of course, Ask Christy Summers. And then you got me for, and I don't say I'm an expert in anything, but from 5 to 6, I'm going to be, of course, bringing on different guests like Julian Whitaker or Raymond Francis and integrating different people that will be, of course, either holistically approaching life in mind, body, and spirit. It might be addiction. It might be, you know, health. It might be several different things. But, of course, we're always going to streamline it on holistichealthmagazine.com. Of course, we're going to be streamlining on Blog Talk Radio, and most importantly, right here locally on WWNN 1470 AM. And Patrick, how do you feel about being with the magazine overall?
I'm excited. I'm excited to be here, and you guys have done a great job getting a lot of really good professionals together to educate your readers and listeners on you know, the do's and don'ts of many different health-related topics.
Well, we stride, and you're just another person that I know has that gift of wanting to give a good gift, and give, you know, hope, and give, you know, help people that are hopeless to turn things around. And you know something, I love what you said at the very beginning of this. Your family, you know, you started to see in your family,
right,
the issues and the diseases and all of the things,
sure,
and that's what set your whole tone for your life. And
absolutely.
And you started to get your mentors, and you started to put those mentors into your life. Like my mentor is like a guy named, you know, that's going to be on Sunday night, is John Giordano.
Right.
Just love what he's done with his life. You know, but we all have our mentors. And,
right.
You know, you've followed suit.
Absolutely. Well, we're about to introduce one of my mentors, Dr. Abbott. I'm looking forward to having him educate our listeners on the topic of what to look for when hiring a fitness professional.
And if somebody wanted to call you directly, Patrick, how could they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can reach me at 954-806-7815, or you can go to getfitamerica.com.
Okay, and you can also call, of course, Holistic Health Magazine at 877-799-8773. Of course, we're always in touch with Patrick. We can always give him a message. And, of course, when you go to info@holistichealthmagazine.com and you send in your questions, they are sent directly to Patrick when those questions come in. So, of course, we're looking forward to doing the show here with Dr. Abbott. What we're going to do is we're going to go out right now, and, of course, stay tuned, because the next hour show is going to be up and running at around 5:05. We'll be back on the air. Hang tight. We'll be back after this message.
My world would be right. Welcome to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show on WNN 1470 AM. Also to our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The next hour is being brought to you by the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, and also the Zero Point Systems. Find out more information by going to thequantumdoctor.com or by calling the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. Again, thequantumdoctor.com or 561-613-5154.
Hi, this is Patty Duke. Social Security has made applying for retirement benefits online easier than ever before. Now it's so easy, a beatnik can do it with his laptop in any malt shop. Retire online at www.socialsecurity.gov. It's so easy.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use, tune in for Let's Talk About Health with Robert Anderson and learn about the benefits of the amazing Bogdana Health Formula, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2:30 p.m. and 10 p.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts.
Shaniqua, age 14. Ryan, age 9.
But this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Terrell and Jamal, age 6 months.
Please go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up to get free Amber Alert text messages on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today for free at wirelessamberalerts.org. You can imagine what the family of an abducted child is feeling.
Alexander, age 7.
If you actually did help save that child, just imagine what that would feel like. WirelessAmberAlerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15 when his mom had a stroke. There are many children and adolescents living in our community who provide substantial assistance to household members who need help because of physical or mental illness, disability, frailty associated with aging, substance misuse, or other conditions. These student caregivers are yet unseen and unheard. Your help is very much needed to raise awareness, conduct research, and provide the support and services caregiving youth need. Please call Lori Connors at 561-391-7401 or visit www.aacy.org to learn more. If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or even if you're not, you can still swing into action by promoting dignity and independence for those who can't drive or go out on their own. Join Boca Respite Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org. WWNN, Pompano Beach. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health, holistic addiction recovery, and elevating your mind, body, and spirit. If you have any questions about the broadcast, or to subscribe to Holistic Health Magazine, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. 1-800-799-8773 or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, today's show.
Show, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, streaming live on, of course, holistichealthmagazine.com, also on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. And, of course, we're here in the studio live with WNN 1470 AM out of Boca. And, of course, we have our newest family member to Holistic Health Magazine, Patrick Corona, who's carrying a great message of hope. He has a guest today with him, Dr. Abbott. They're going to be starting here momentarily. Matter of fact, we'll probably go to our next break. It's going to be a couple of minutes, and then when we come back, of course, they're going to start their show. Holistic Health Magazine is a monthly periodical. This is the top of the hour. Of course, this is the second hour of our Saturday show. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it runs until 6. And, of course, during that time period, you are fed information in regards to achieving balance in mind, body, and spirit. One of the things that I like to tell everybody, if you're listening to me, I'm not an expert. I'm far from an expert. But what I am is somebody that can bring the experts to the table so people can get necessary information so that way they can either get fit, they can get addiction treatment, they can get help with, you know, any type of neurological problems or other issues that are going on. We have Dr. Ramadi, who is, of course, our physician for the magazine. She comes on periodically and talks about different issues. We've had Julian Whitaker. We've had Holistic Moms Network. We've had Dr. Raymond Francis. We've had several different guests that are all about promoting health and, of course, mind, body, and spirit. Today, it's all about fitness. And Patrick Corona, of course, has been dealing with fitness for the last 25 years. And, of course, he has his guest in studio. And, again, that's Dr. Abbott. And Dr. Abbott's been around a long time, too. And what a great bio was read at the very beginning of or the last part of the last show. And you'll hear more about that coming up here soon. Wanted to announce a couple of things. First of all, at holistichealthmagazine.com, want you to be able to go and get interactive with the experts. You can talk to, of course, Ask Christy, and you can also speak with Patrick just by clicking on Ask the Experts. Go to holistichealthmagazine.com, click on Ask the Experts, and you can ask either Christy or you can ask Patrick any questions that you might have, and also get interactive with them. And, of course, they will reply back to you. And most importantly, they might even talk about some of those issues on the shows, the upcoming shows. Now, Holistic Health Magazine has, you know, the issue out this month. It has Elizabeth Hasselbeck on the cover. She's from The View. It is the July issue. And we're looking forward to, of course, having her on the show. I've already spoken with her people, and it looks like in about 3 weeks she's going to be on the show live with me. And I'll be looking forward to that. And that's the G-Free Diet. We're also dealing with some green issues in the magazine, of course, as usual. Florida Alliance for Renewable Energy. They're going to be coming up with us here shortly. I think it's 2 weekends from now. We're going to be having them on the show in regards to renewable energy. How can we put renewable energy into our lives like they've been doing in Europe for many, many years and been very successful and actually derived a half a million jobs out of that new market? So there's a lot of good things coming up. And also, there's a great article in this month's issue about Glimpse. It's in regards to a new all-natural makeup. And I'm sure you ladies are going to want to, you know, check that out, maybe some gentlemen too. But again, you know, it's something for you to check out. And, of course, you can go to any Barnes and Arms or any Books a Million and any vitamin shop in the state of Florida and pick it up. Books a Million is in 18 states. 183 locations. We are pending for the August release in Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles, Barnes and Nobles, Borders Books, and Hastings Books, and more will be revealed. I'll be letting you know what those locations are starting on the August shows. So we're looking forward to getting out there. We'll be in about 3,700 locations nationwide at that point in half the country. So we're looking forward to that. Now what we're going to do is go to our first break on this second hour. When we come back, they're going to finish this next 45 minutes with great information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Restore your body's natural balance. The Zero Point Global System encompasses our flagship line of wellness-enhancing products that, when used in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle, will totally transform your health and well-being. The Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, will help you to experience the Zero Point Global Lifestyle. He'll help you to find out about the negative frequencies emitted from electromagnetic fields, environmental pollution, and toxicity in foods and beverages, and how they take a serious mental and physical toll on your body when your biofield is energetically out of balance. He'll also show you how the Zero Point Global Lifestyle can totally transform your health by balancing your biofield, enabling the body to heal itself and to be strong inside and out. Discover the Zero Point Global System and make a difference in your life. Contact the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, at www.zeropointhealingtools.com or call the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. That's 561-613-5154. Dr. Gomberg is waiting for your call now. 561-613-5154. Paradise is closer than you think. In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa. 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
To all commercial heating and air conditioning companies, stop and listen to this announcement. Healthy Indoor Air LLC is built on three founding principles. We will always deliver high-quality, innovative products, our service is unparalleled, and our entire staff is knowledgeable, helpful, and kind. Healthy Indoor Air offers a new approach to energy conservation and healthier indoor environments with a mix of air quality monitoring devices, building performance reporting software, and a full line of top quality air purification equipment. Originally founded in 2003 as the manufacturer of the Breathe Clean Ultraviolet Total Home Air Cleaner, we have recently expanded our offerings to include other types of commercial and residential air purifiers, along with innovative building performance software to help your clients to conserve energy and save money. So stop and make the call to Mark today at 866-332-7247 or go to www.healthyindoorairllc.com and remember, a truly clean home is one your clients can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air LLC right now at 866-332-7247.
It's time for a new beginning. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. NovoLife is a three-part, seven-day quick cleanse program consisting of a detoxification and cleanse product to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. NovoLife is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. NovoLife. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. Go online to NovoLife.net. That's NovoLife.net. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the HolisticHealthMagazine.com show. My name is Patrick Carone. I'll be your host. Today on the 4th of July, we have a great guest today, a special guest. Dr. Anthony Abbott is not only a pioneer in the fitness industry, but is also a decorated war veteran. Dr. Abbott started his own school in 1978. He's educated thousands of personal trainers over the years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Abbott.
Thank you, Patrick. Pleasure to be here.
Dr. Abbott, let me ask you, how did you first get involved in the fitness industry?
Well, I had been involved in the military for a number of years, and frankly, after going to officer candidate school, I ended up becoming a training officer for basically the United States Army Airborne School in Fort Benning, Georgia. So I was very much involved with fitness programming for airborne trainees at that time. Later on, I became the commander of 8 Special Forces Airborne School, or Green Berets, down in Panama, and also the commandant of an underwater swimmers and parascuba rescue school, where fitness was a very big part of getting people ready for these type of activities. And then also we became the Apollo recovery team for Central and South America, so consequently my team had to ensure they maintained a very high level of fitness. So we're involved with training a lot of military personnel for airborne underwater operations, things of that nature, as well as guerrilla warfare and operations.
Well, sir, I want to thank you for your service in our military as well. Tell us, why did you decide to start your own school, Dr. Abbott?
A number of years ago, when I was actually in the North Florida area, I got involved with doing personal training. I had an educational background through an organization called the Physical Fitness Institute of America, which developed the exercise program for NASA and the Apollo missions. And getting involved with personal training, I saw a lot of other personal trainers out there who, very frankly, had not gone through a degree program at a university and didn't have the kind of thorough curriculum development to really understand the science of exercise to ensure safe, effective fitness programming for the public. You would find that most trainers would, take one little seminar here, another seminar there, and there'd be real gaps in our education. And these gaps presented a real problem in that those areas of which they were unaware could make the difference between a person's having a safe program, being injured, and in fact, in many cases, even dying.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I've ended up doing a lot of expert witnessing in this area of injury and death cases.
Can you tell us about some of those cases, maybe some of the specifics without going into too much detail, but to give people an idea of what you've seen?
Well, give you an idea of really how I got into this. I did a statewide research study through Florida Atlantic University, where I was teaching. And this research study is where we went throughout the state of Florida to 5 major metropolitan areas, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. And we took a nationally validated fitness instructor test, basically testing knowledge base of instructors related to safety and exercise programming. And we administered it to fitness instructors in every single fitness facility listed in those 5 major metropolitan areas that I mentioned. And we used as a control group people who were certified by the American College of Sports Medicine. And with this particular survey instrument of 30 questions, we found that the control group was averaging 25 right out of 30, whereas when we tested those instructors in fitness facilities throughout the state, they averaged 10 right.
Wow.
Then in Fort Lauderdale, we not only tested instructors in the facilities, but we also tested members in the facilities who also averaged 10 right out of 30. There was no difference in the knowledge base related to safety and exercise programming between the instructors in the fitness facilities in Fort Lauderdale and the members within those same facilities. And I'm sure that would hold true throughout the entire state.
Unbelievable. You know, I remember a story a couple of years ago. There was a man who had hired a trainer for his to get ready for his daughter's wedding. And, you know, the trainer had put him through a series of screenings, realized that he had a heart condition. And, you know, feeling the way most trainers felt, she put him in a spinning room that was about 120 degrees with every bit of 100% humidity. And, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes into the class, the man dropped to the ground with a massive heart attack. Now, to the trainer's defense, she did administer CPR until the paramedics got there. Unfortunately, the fall that he experienced from that bike caused internal bleeding. 3 days later, he would die from that internal bleeding and never see his daughter get married. So these are the type of stories that are out there that, you know, plenty of trainers out there have good intentions, but if they're not aware of the person's medical history or if they don't know how to work around it, then it can be a very dangerous situation for that person.
Well, certainly true, and this is one of the biggest problems we see is that the average personal trainer out there does not get involved with doing what we call a good thorough health appraisal, where they do a screening process looking at a person's lifestyle, really going into a good medical history, ideally even going over lab reports with the individual. And that determines whether they should go on or not to fitness testing. And when I say fitness testing, this is where we actually develop a fitness profile on an individual and determine what is their current level of physical fitness so that you can design a program that really meets their needs. So ideally, before anyone starts an exercise program, they've gone through a good health appraisal, health history, and also undergone fitness testing. A person may be healthy in that they're not manifesting disease. It does not mean they're physically fit. A person may be physically fit, and they can be unhealthy. They can be diseased.
Absolutely.
So it's a matter of not only understanding their health history background, but knowing their current level of physical fitness, design a program that meets their capabilities. But this is not typically done out there, and we find the average personal trainer today, although, as you said, they may be very well-meaning, sincere individuals, are lacking in the kind of fundamental, foundational knowledge base to be able to really be a discerning instructor and design safe, effective programs for the public. So the public is truly at risk when they walk into the average fitness facility today and hire a personal trainer.
What would you recommend that our listeners look for when hiring a personal trainer?
Ideally, that individual should have a degree in exercise science from an accredited university, or they have gone through a vocational school that would provide at least 300 to 500 hours of formalized instruction. And in addition with that instruction, there is going to be a lot of good hands-on practical work. Now, in going through a vocational school, it's important that the people who are teaching are appropriately degreed themselves. If I am teaching exercise physiology, then I should be an exercise physiologist. And by definition, that means you have a minimum of a master's degree in that area, ideally even a doctoral degree. So we see that there are some vocational schools in the area, but typically the instructor personnel in the schools are not really qualified to be teaching.
Isn't it true there are over 400 different certifications available to trainers today?
No one really knows exactly how many, but there is certainly probably in that neighborhood of around 300.
How many of them would you say are following the guidelines that you've just expressed to us?
Well, I really only know of two truly nonprofit professional associations with high standards, credible organizations. One is the American College of Sports Medicine, and the other is the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Again, in that they are nonprofit organizations, they're not in the business of trying to make money selling certificate, which is the case with most all of your other certification programs out there. So these are the two that we encourage graduates of our program who go through our school to sit for those certifications. So if an individual, let's say, graduates from a university with a degree in exercise science, the professors at the university will encourage their graduating students to get certified by either one of those organizations, in many cases, both. In fact, we encourage our graduates to get certified by both ACSM, American College of Sports Medicine, and NSCA, the National Strength and Conditioning Association.
Well, being a graduate of the Fitness Institute, I certainly have found firsthand the education that can be received at your school. But tell the listeners a little bit more about what you offer at the Fitness Institute.
Well, we offer a program which is based upon the same kind of educational format or design you would have in a university program, in that we have six courses our students are required to go through. Each course is 60 hours in length, so our students go through 360 hours of training. Now, each course, as I said, is 60 hours in length, and the courses meet twice a week for 3 hours a session over a 10-week period. It's important to have classes set up in that way so people have an opportunity to really digest and absorb the information that they get in a course. The courses have not only very stringent written exams, but out of our six courses, five of them also have practical exams. And this hands-on training, the practical testing, is just as important as is the written testing. So the program is designed to provide that kind of comprehensive knowledge base that one should have, and one class basically builds upon the other. So we start with what we call an Exercise Science Foundations course, which is a theoretical course providing academic information related to the whole area of exercise science. And then after that, a fitness testing course, where individuals literally learn how to do all the health appraisals and fitness testing they would with their clients, and even get involved with doing metabolic calculations and understanding program design or exercise prescription.
I can remember, if I may interrupt, I can remember being in a study group while I was taking fitness testing when someone shouted out, "What are we going to be operating on somebody?"
Well, all our students are required to do such things as learn how to take blood pressure not only at rest, but they have to be able to take blood pressure while people are exercising on treadmills or ergometers. They have to know how to do body fat testing, lung function testing,
sure, I remember.
Various strength tests and flexibility tests. And that's so we can develop a fitness profile on an individual and find out, you know, what is their current level of physical fitness, so we can design a program that's going to meet the needs and capabilities of that individual, so you don't overstress them. The biggest problem we see out there, and what a lot of people don't understand, is exercise is nothing more than stressing the body, hopefully in a nice, successive, progressive manner. The body responds to that stress by making physiological changes that we call training effects, so it can better handle that stress in the future. The problem is, if I don't understand the science of exercise, then I may overstress individuals, and that's where we cause problems. And the sad fact is that the average American may think they know how to exercise, but they don't.
Right.
They truly don't. In fact, we have had physicians from every specialty area come through our program, and they've said the same thing. You know, we're not taught exercise in medical school.
Right.
So if the average physician does not understand exercise science, how can you expect the average American to? That's why we need professionals such as yourself, Pat, who have been trained in this area and know how to put people on programming in a safe manner.
Well, while exercise isn't rocket science, it certainly is a science, and one that, if it's not applied to your body correctly, can be as detrimental as it can be beneficial. It all depends on how we apply it.
It's like so many things in life. A little is good, and everyone thinks more is better, and sometimes too much is a problem.
Absolutely.
We know, for example, that people who live the marathon lifestyle typically depress their immune system, have more viruses. At least with studies that have done with lab animals, it appears that lab animals who live the marathon lifestyle have a shorter life expectancy than those that exercise moderately.
Yeah, I've worked with several people who run marathons, and I can tell you that they're constantly injured, and it's a battle to keep them healthy because of the excessive amount of running and pounding they're putting on their joints.
Well, it's, again, little is good. Sometimes people think more is better, and whether we're talking, you know, nutrition or exercise, these are things we've got to understand.
I can remember. We're going to be taking a break now. We'll be back in about 5 minutes with Dr. Abbott.
Restore your body's natural balance. The Zero Point Global System encompasses our flagship line of wellness-enhancing products that, when used in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle, will totally transform your health and well-being. The Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, will help you to experience the Zero Point Global Lifestyle. He'll help you to find out about the negative frequencies emitted from electromagnetic fields, environmental pollution, and toxicity in foods and beverages, and how they take a serious mental and physical toll on your body when your biofield is energetically out of balance. He'll also show you how the Zero Point Global Lifestyle can totally transform your health by balancing your biofield, enabling the body to heal itself and to be strong inside and out. Discover the Zero Point Global System and make a difference in your life. Contact the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, at www.zeropointhealingtools.com or call the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. That's 561-613-5154. Dr. Gomberg is waiting for your call now. 561-613-5154. You are on a journey to wellness, but you can't sacrifice your standard of living. Consider Seaside Palm Beach, a luxury wellness retreat located in South Florida, integrating the philosophies of both Eastern and Western medicine in an oceanside residential setting. Seaside Palm Beach is an ideal destination to heal, transform, and recover. Maintain your confidentiality and your professional life and experience luxury wellness rehabilitation at Seaside Palm Beach. Call toll-free 888-997-3274. That's 888-997-3274. Or go online to seasidepalmbeach.com.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Samplin Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indiantown Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. My name is Patrick Corona. I'll be your host. Today we have a special guest. Dr. Anthony Abbott is the founder of the Fitness Institute International. He's also a decorated war hero. We're glad to have him today on the 4th of July, and he has been in the fitness industry for over 35 years. Dr. Abbott, let me ask you a question. Most recently you went to Beijing and helped them out with their physicians and for the Olympics. Tell us a little bit about your experience over there.
Well, my reason for being asked over there, Patrick, was that the Chinese Olympic Committee was very interested in the physicians for the different Olympic teams to be trained in this area of exercise science, because, as I mentioned earlier, the average physician is not provided this kind of training in medical school, and so it's an area that they're really not well-versed in. And so my first trip over there to Beijing was one in order to train 25 physicians and literally prepare these physicians to become certified by the National Strength and Conditioning Association, because this particular organization is sort of recognized as the worldwide authority in the area of strength and conditioning, that certification that you have.
Yes.
And they wanted their physicians to be able to have that kind of in-depth knowledge of exercise science that they could pass that international exam. In fact, our exam is actually in Mandarin Chinese now. Additionally, I was asked to come back a second time to train 35 coaches, the different coaches of the Chinese Olympic teams, because they recognize that although coaches have a background related to, you know, various sporting activities and the training of these activities, we find that the majority of coaches, and this is certainly true in this country as well as overseas, the majority of coaches do not have a thorough background in this area of exercise science, really the areas of kinesiology, the science of human movement, biomechanics, and exercise physiology. And so they wanted their coaches also to become certified by the National Strength and Conditioning Association as what we call a certified strength and conditioning specialist. And In addition to that, I had gone down to Guangzhou in South China, and that's where they have the Guangzhou Sports University, where they have a lot of the very young athletes, and I say young, 7, 8 years old, that they are already, you know, getting them geared up for you know, to become future Olympians. And so we ended up spending a lot of time training coaches in the South China area, as well as Beijing and North China.
Now, I can see why an athlete would need a trainer, but tell me, why would the average person need to hire a personal trainer?
Well, the reason is this, and a lot of people may ask this question, and they'll say, you know, well, why should I need a personal trainer when, oh, people 100, 200 years ago, they didn't need personal trainers, and which is true, but then you have to look back and say, you know, at those times, individuals grew up very early age, being extremely physically active. The body is very versatile and adapts to stress at that young age. Then these people remain physically active throughout life. Whereas today, we see individuals graduating from high school, some of whom, you know, are very sedentary. And in fact,
right.
It's a real serious problem we have, even, you know, obesity within our high school graduates today. So we have a lot of people who may or may not have been physically active in school. Then they go through a period of 10, 20, maybe even 30 years where they've been involved with a sedentary occupation. They haven't done anything. And then suddenly they get that bug, and I'm going to get fit.
Right.
And they feel that they can sort of pick up where maybe they left off 20, 30
right.
years ago. And it doesn't work that way. And this is why if they don't have that kind of formal training such as you have, then they end up jumping into activities that become overly stressful, and they get injured. I mean, you've probably heard it before, you know, usually January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd are the biggest days of exercise in this country, and then on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, everyone's, you know, stiff, sore, feeling sorry for themselves, and they fall off of a program. So we need to make sure that people are introduced to exercise at a level that they are ready for.
Well, couldn't a person just start with maybe a boot camp or a spinning class or an aerobics class rather than spending the money on a personal trainer?
Now, there are places for boot camps and spinning classes and aerobic classes, but we never try to get in shape with them. And this is one thing that just scares me to death when I see these boot camps out there today. And again, don't take me wrong here, because there is a place for boot camps.
Absolutely.
But people need to achieve a certain level of fitness.
Right.
And again, we see a lot of people who may say, you know what, hey, when I was back in the military, I was in good condition. I haven't done anything for 10 or 20 years. I'm going to go to this boot camp, and they're going to shape me up.
Right.
Well, they may do a lot more than shape you
sure.
up. Aerobic dance, for example. We don't like to see beginners try to get in shape with an aerobic dance program, because if I'm doing an aerobic dance program or maybe a step class, I've got varying intensities of movements. I am changing direction, stopping, starting, and I put a lot of stress in my joints. Well, I need to go through a basic conditioning program where I can strengthen muscles, tendons, ligaments, and even bones themselves. And then I have more stable joints with which to stand the stress when I start getting involved with some of these activities, like the aerobic dance or martial arts class and things of that nature.
Well, isn't it true the first 2 to 4 weeks, the ligaments, bones, and tendons weaken, and then they get stronger? So if we're putting all this excessive amount of exercise on our joints in the first month, oftentimes what happens is people have pains in their knees, pains in their back, and the next thing you know, they have to take a couple of weeks off because they're in so much pain, and they never go back to the gym.
Oh, you bring up such a great point here, Patrick, and that is that when we take a beginner and we put them in an exercise program, we don't want that person exercising every day. We do it on an alternate basis, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, starting at lower intensity, lower duration. And the reason is, as you stated here, the skeletal system itself initially goes through a weakening. We literally go through something we call bone resorption, where we remove some calcium phosphate from the bone, and we literally weaken our skeletal structure when we first introduce the skeletal structure to this new stress. Then the body responds to the kind of new stresses that are being experienced by laying down this calcium phosphate bone mineral along these new stress lines, so that the bone eventually, from an engineering standpoint, becomes stronger than it was before. But initially, we undergo a weakening phase. We have to sort of break the bone down a little bit before we can start a rebuilding process. And that's why it's very important to ease into an exercise program. But most Americans are very impatient.
Right.
They want results. They want them overnight. And they do too much too soon, and then they crash.
Well, it's no coincidence that we have about 65% of Americans are overweight, but yet we have more healthy foods, supposedly healthy foods, on the shelves than ever before. We have access to more exercise equipment and gyms than ever before, but yet we as a nation are continuing to get fatter and fatter.
Well, there's no doubt about it. As you said, it's about 66% of the population is in the fat to obese category today. And although we have this knowledge available to us today, it's a matter of people developing the kind of discipline. But again, a lot of the problem is, if I don't have appropriate instruction, if I'm not led into a program at my current level of fitness, then chances are I'm going to get injured. It may not be a severe injury, but it can be enough to really discourage me. And I fall off of a program. And so this is the problem we see. In fact, interesting study was done a number of years ago by Consumers Union. They determined 75% of the people who join a health club, gym, or spa never return after 2 to 3 weeks. More people fall by the wayside after
that.
Your average success rate of people who join a club, gym, or spa is usually about 5% to 10% at the most will continue to use it with any regularity. In fact, the sad fact is the majority of a lot of these clubs you see out there rely on client failure. They may have something like 20, 25,000 active members on their roll, and if 10% of their membership showed up 3 days a week for an hour a shot, they'd violate every ordinance in the book.
Absolutely.
For overcrowding.
Would shut them down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So a lot of these facilities, I hate to say it, literally rely on client failure to be financially successful.
Well, when I first got involved in the industry, I was involved with the sales and marketing end. And even though I had gotten a certification through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, I was still working, managing health clubs. And the thing that turned me off to the larger corporations was just what you said. You know, it was obvious to me that these companies didn't care whether the member got results. They were more focused on signing up as many people as they could every month, and as long as they didn't cancel their membership, they were fine.
It's all about sales and not much about service. That's the sad problem with the fitness industry. Now, again, there are a lot of very good facilities out there and that are well-staffed. One of the biggest problems we have is when you look at a lot of facilities and you look at the owners and managers of the facilities, you find that they have no background in exercise science themselves. They usually have a business background. In fact, Rice University a number of years ago, I know there's a research study that came out of there where they looked at basically the training of sport managers of fitness facilities, and they found that very few had any background or training in exercise. Now, if the owner-manager of a facility does not understand exercise, then they don't know what constitutes a qualified trainer. And so we see a lot of unqualified people. See, the average American thinks that if they have a certified, and I use that term very loosely, a certified trainer, that somehow that trainer must know what they're doing. Nothing could be further from the truth. Being certified does not mean
right.
You are qualified. You can go online for $49 right now, and you can buy a personal training certificate. In fact, I've had students of mine send me copies of certificates they've gotten for their cats and dogs.
I think on a future show, what we'll do is I'll have a 10-year-old come in here, take one of those online, and pass, and see if he can pass. Well, let me ask you, what type of steps are being taken to regulate our industry?
Well, that term regulation, the fact is the fitness industry is totally unregulated as it stands right now. And so, again, when the public hears that someone is certified, they sort of think, gee, that must mean that, oh, the government, whether it be state or federal government, or someone has written off on it. Not at all. You are only certified in the eyes of the organization that issues you that certificate. And again, most of these organizations are just in the business of selling certificates. So the problem here is, do we, you know, have to develop, let's say, state mandates like licensure? And it's something that different states are looking at very seriously right now. The important thing is, if we do develop a licensure, to make sure that the standards for that licensure are appropriate. Right now, the fitness industry, when it comes to such things as personal trainers, they're trying to say, well, you can become
You can become certified by a nationally accredited organization. And there are 9 different certification programs out there that have achieved what they call national accreditation, and that there is a nonprofit organization out of Washington, the National Commission for Certifying Agencies, and they have accredited these organizations. However, the only thing they're really accrediting is that the exams that are being offered do test appropriate areas, but they don't get into determining whether the test questions are in depth enough. I take all these certifications. I've taken over 30 certifications to date, and the reason I do is to speak about them in court. And again, there are really only 2 really credible national certifications that are accredited. That's the National Strength and Conditioning Association and the American College of Sports Medicine.
Excellent. Thank you. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Holistic Health Magazine Radio.
Restore your body's natural balance. The Zero Point Global System encompasses our flagship line of wellness-enhancing products that, when used in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle, will totally transform your health and well-being. The Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, will help you to experience the Zero Point Global Lifestyle. He'll help you to find out about the negative frequencies emitted from electromagnetic fields, environmental pollution, and toxicity in foods and beverages, and how they take a serious mental and physical toll on your body when your biofield is energetically out of balance. He'll also show you how the Zero Point Global Lifestyle can totally transform your health by balancing your biofield, enabling the body to heal itself and to be strong inside and out. Discover the Zero Point Global System and make a difference in your life. Contact the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, at www.zeropointhealingtools.com or call the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. That's 561-613-5154. Dr. Gomberg is waiting for your call now, 561-613-5154.
There are many faces of addiction.
I was hopeless. I was insane.
I was killing myself.
I just couldn't stop.
Thank you, National Recovery Foundation. You saved our lives.
National Recovery Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 company dedicated to helping individuals lost in addiction to recover and rebuild their lives. Who do you know that we can help? Visit our website at nationalrecoveryfoundation.org or call 305-316-4163.
Holistic Health Magazine is South Florida's premier publication for all of the cutting-edge news and events in alternative health, featuring timely articles on every topic you can imagine, from holistic parenting and pet care to retreats, addiction recovery, and who's who in the industry. With a growing circulation currently over 45,000 readers, Holistic Health Magazine is available at over 1,000 outlets all over South Florida, like gyms, yoga centers, salons and wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores. Not to mention national affiliations with MSN Shopping and magazines.com. We are directly connected to all of the fun-filled festivals and events around South Florida, so our advertisers stay connected to the masses, in print, online, and on the air. Holistic Health Magazine can help you market your products and services to a hungry audience. To advertise, get a media kit, or for more information, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to Holistic Health Magazine Radio. My name is Patrick Corona. I'm your host. Today we have a special guest. Dr. Anthony Abbott is the founder of the Fitness Institute International. We'll have a few more minutes with him, so I wanted to ask him one last question. I understand, Dr. Abbott, you've been involved in many death cases. Can you tell us what the main cause of death that you found in gyms has been?
Very good question, Pat, and it's true. In fact, I'm in my 27th death case right now, and I've had an equal number of injury cases. The primary reason people are dying in fitness facilities is from cardiac arrest. And this is where basically the heart goes into an abnormal rhythm where it stops moving blood, and people pass out immediately. In 4 to 6 minutes, you've got, you know, brain tissue is dying. And when people do have a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital environment, only about 5% survive. Now, the reason we are seeing this in fitness facilities is because people do not understand the importance of something we call cool down. When I'm exercising vigorously, I am moving more blood throughout the body, and that blood is going to be returned back uphill against gravity to the heart, where that blood can then be sent off to the lungs to be reoxygenated. Well, the reason that blood can return to the heart going uphill against gravity is not only with some obvious pressure within the system, but muscular activity itself provides a squeezing action on our veins that are returning blood. And that squeezing action is milking that blood back uphill. If I'm exercising and I suddenly stop, then I no longer have muscles milking that blood, squeezing that blood back uphill to the heart, and consequently blood pools, and I may end up with about 70-75% of my blood in my legs. That means I'm not getting adequate amount of blood to the heart, therefore not getting an adequate amount sent off to the lungs to be reoxygenated. I don't have an adequate amount then of oxygenated blood being returned to the actual heart muscle and those special cells involved with electrical conduction. And so we go into what we call cardiac arrest. And this is why cool down is so very, very important. And every person out there in the radio audience should be aware of this fact, that if you're exercising, once you are going to stop exercising, you don't completely stop. You continue, like for example, if you're jogging, you continue to sort of walk it off. You continue to have muscular activity that is forcing blood back to the heart. Otherwise, you literally can go into a cardiac arrest, and that's the primary cause of death in fitness facilities. This is another reason why it is so important that all fitness facilities have an AED, have a staff that's trained in CPR and knows how to use an AED or an automated external defibrillator. If you are looking at a fitness facility, you need to look at the qualifications of personnel there, and you want to look at whether they have an AED, because if they don't have an AED, it shows, you know, they're violating a real trust here.
What percentage of facilities would you say have an AED?
I am taking a real guesstimate here. I can only say that within the last 5 years, we have seen a dramatic increase. We may have perhaps in the neighborhood of a quarter of the facilities out there now having AEDs. But it shows a responsibleness to the membership. When a facility has AEDs, and more importantly, they have staff that knows how to use the AEDs correctly.
Do you think there might be a law passed sometime soon that requires gyms to have an AED?
We have 11 states in the nation right now that require that all fitness facilities have AEDs. If you go to Coral Springs or Weston, for example, we have municipal governments there that have required that those fitness facilities have AEDs. And we're going to see this pass within the state of Florida. It's got to become a requirement.
That's fantastic. And before we wrap up, I just want to, you know, give your school another plug. Tell us, when do your classes start next, Dr. Abbott?
Well, we have 4 semesters a year. Our next semester begins on Monday, July 13th, and we will be starting our Exercise Science Foundations class, a fitness testing specialist course, a functional training specialist course, and a nutrition education weight management specialist course.
And how can people contact you, Dr. Abbott?
They can go online, and just the name of our business, www.fitnessinstituteinternational.com. Our phone number is area code 954-786-1442.
And if you also go to getfitamerica.com, you'll find on the right there's a link that you can click on that will take you right to their homepage. And for those of you out there that are interested in whether you want to be a trainer or not, if you want to really get an education when it comes to exercise and nutrition, I strongly recommend that you give the Fitness Institute a chance.
Well, we appreciate that. In fact, we're very proud of the fact that we have been recognized as having the most legally defensible personal training program really in the country today. And when people complete our program, we have a 100% pass rate for certification with the American College of Sports Medicine and the National Strength and Conditioning Association.
Well, I was involved about 15 years ago when another one of my mentors, Michael Ashley, former Mr. Universe, was managing his gym, and he had a a program in place for the members that allowed them to work with a highly qualified nutritionist as well as a certified personal trainer to take all the guesswork out of their program. And I can remember one day I'd enrolled a gentleman, and he was over 60, clearly had some medical conditions that he wasn't sharing with me. So I put him with one of the trainers that I knew had been through your course, and at this time I just began your courses, and put him with Bob Garn, good friend of mine. And the next thing I know, the gentleman came back into my office and said, you know, Bob doesn't want to work with me. Who else do you have? And I said, really, why is that? He said, I don't know. He said, I need to get medical clearance first. And I explained to the gentleman, well, you know, this is a policy from Michael Ashley all the way down, and that, you know, we strongly recommend he get medical clearance before he start. Well, we didn't see the man again, and maybe 4 months later he came in, and he'd lost a lot of weight. And I said, hey, how are you? Well, you know, where have you been? And he said, listen, I just want to thank you guys. And we said, Bob and I were standing there. We said, well, what do you want to thank us for? And he said, when I left, you know, the gym, I was, you know, discouraged. I wanted to start right away, but I thought, okay, I'll take your advice. Went to my doctor, and he immediately rushed me in for a triple bypass surgery. My doctor told me that if I had started an exercise program, most likely I would have died of a massive heart attack right there in the gym.
This is so true, and we hear these things over and over and over again. I could give you a lot of similar stories from former students.
And you know something, Holistic Health Magazine is proud of Patrick for having his first show today. We appreciate Dr. Abbott coming in, and Holistic Health Magazine, if you go to our website, holistichealthmagazine.com, you can click on Blog Talk Radio at about 10 minutes after 6, and you can re-listen to this show. So if you like something that you heard and you want to hear it again, you just wait 10 minutes and go to Blog Talk Radio at the Holistic Health Magazine site. You just click on it, and you can listen to the show. For our listeners here in South Florida, we want to thank you for tuning in on another Saturday. We want to thank our brand-new Blog Talk listeners that have been listening, of course, to our pre-recorded shows that have been on there for the last month. But now you're hearing us live, and you will be from this point forward. We thank, of course, Holistic Health Magazine online listeners. And most importantly, if you are in a situation where you need help with addiction, tomorrow night I will be on the air with John Giordano from G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program at 9 o'clock. So please tune in tomorrow night. Find out what you can do for addiction. May it be gambling to drug addiction. Whatever addiction it is, we're going to discuss it tomorrow night. We'll look forward to you tuning in then. We want to thank our guests today, of course, the host, Patrick Corona, and, of course, our host, our guest, Dr. Abbott. Again, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
Listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470 AM and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour has been brought to you by Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll free at 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I find a love who cares just for me.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant